This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We have a treat today. We have Dr. Sharon Spano with us. She is the author of a new book I'm holding in my hand. It's available now, The Pursuit of Time and Money, Stepping into Radical Abundance, and Discover the Secret to a Meaningful, Prosperous Life. Dr. Sharon, welcome to the program today.
Thank you so much, Derek. I'm delighted to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity.
I want to encourage our listeners, those of you that listen to our show, you are on a quest like I am, a continual quest, and we're not always succeeding in it, but we're on a quest to be better leaders and to be better family members, better in our community. This book, some of the sections, the challenge of having the awareness of your thoughts and behaviors, the vision, the opportunity to step into your biggest life, that's powerful. And then the solution, she talked about the shifting to a paradigm of radical abundance, living the cycle of freedom, loving from radical abundance. Sharon, this is an awesome book. Greg McKeown, he's the author of the New York Times bestseller, Essentialism. He says, time and money often seem like finite and limited resources. However, with the right resourcefulness, with the right mindset, our resources can become infinite. This is brilliantly illustrated in The Pursuit of Time and Money. That's quite an endorsement too.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. I mean, that book really shifted me, and I promote it anywhere that I can because I think it's a must read, you know, for where we are in today's world. Hmm.
Sharon, anything else you want to share with our listeners before we go today? And then I want to plug the book again, but what are you saying to the person that's a busy entrepreneur, a busy executive out there trying to balance family and life and dealing with some of the things that you ask at the back of your book? What do you say to them today as a next step?
I would just say, trust that you have a message, service, or product that the world deserves to have, but it's kind of the old oxygen on the face first, that you really cannot give that highest piece of who you are and have the biggest life unless you really take the time, in my opinion anyway, to examine what it is that really matters to you in your life, and then use your most important, or at least two of your most vital resources that we make decisions on every single day over and over and over again, to really reflect on how am I going about using those resources in the context of the biggest part of my life, meaning the people that I love and care about and the people that I serve in my business.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you to get your thoughts on the show, get your feedback on your favorite guests. Connect with me on LinkedIn right now. Send me a quick message. I look forward to talking to you.